Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intuition Hour. Happy Monday. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. It is Monday, the 27th of October, 2025. I am super grateful to be with all of you this morning here on YouTube. And for those of you listening for the first time, we welcome you on YouTube. For those of you who have not liked or subscribed, I really would feel grateful for that. So I want to welcome you here. It is so great to be live because it was a little bit touch and go, I'll be honest. I don't know. And I want to first shout out to all of you. We're in a good situation here, but last night was a little hairy. For the first time, you know, Titusville made the news for flooding. And it's definitely a little weird, but we're safe. We're high and dry today, and everything is okay, but it was definitely different than what we've seen here. And so it is only a very teeny, teeny, tiny situation compared to what we've all been through with our storms and stuff. And my heart immediately goes out to Jamaica and Haiti and Dominican Republic and all of the areas that are going to be affected by this horrific late season storm. I said a couple of years ago when they extended the season to November 30th, I was like, oh, this isn't a really good, this isn't a good sign, you know. It used to end on Halloween and now they've extended it. So in any case, I have a lot of mixed feelings about it, but I definitely feel for the people that are about to go through it. And we can all put our prayers out there today and honor the people that are here. I know some of you have family in Jamaica, and I know it was a little difficult to get out. I did see this morning out and about once we checked the flooding and everything else, and everything's receding here. I definitely had seen and noticed, you know, many people in the area here have gotten out of the islands. You know, you could tell they're packed and bags galore, and I was super happy to see that. And so some of them have made it out, but I'm really, really grateful that I'm able to be here and we have power and we're up and running. And it's definitely, yeah, it is a monster, Terry. Bless everyone for sure. It's going to be definitely probably one of the largest storms we've seen, I would say, Terry, since definitely since Andrew, right? But in any case, much love to all of you. Mark Husson is in the room. Thank you so much. Serena, yes, thank you for your beautiful cover. It's to the this morning when I chatted with Serena before the show, I was like, oh, come on, you don't even have to blow, you know, don't even put it past, don't even worry about it. I don't even have to check on anything. She's so on her own path and extremely creative, always catches my vibe. So I really appreciate that. I also want to say, yeah, we were really, really blessed. We were so lucky. Terry, too, is down here in Florida. We had a great, you know, so far so good. I mean, we had a great year of super, you know, we've had our share over the years, both of us and many of us I know. I know there's people here from Florida also. For those of you coming on in, good morning to you. I think this one was a little bit on the crazy side, but we'll see over the next coming days. We are going to get some more tonight as well here. But, you know, it's very interesting how things play out. And you know, it just goes to show you that sometimes, and this is another psychic, I want to talk about the psychic energy or the intuitive energy for a minute, because people at times, my children included, they make fun of me because I am prepared for anything. And I cross every T, I dot every I, I'm over packed with things like food and water and puppy food and everything else. So if we have any kind of issues, we're all okay not to leave. And of course, yesterday we couldn't leave, you know, so it sometimes it does pay off to be a little on the neurotic side, but really that neurosis comes from the energy of sensitivity for many of us and many of you, whether you're working in the professional realm of our spiritual industry or you're just experiencing your lives on a more, spiritual path and on your individual journeys, of course, even in your own lives. I mean, it's so unbelievable to be more sensitive, and with an understanding, however, that, you know, how many people have said, you know, you're crazy for thinking this or that, or you're a little paranoid or whatever. I'm like, yes, you know, I accept that because it's sometimes better, like Kat just said, or Randy said, I'm going to come talk to you today. I can't wait. It's better to be prepared, you know, than not. And so I love to blame the intuitive realm on our sensitivity and our space and things like that. But goodness, just like walking into a group of people and feeling a certain vibe, or walking down the street and, I'm going to talk to you, Lynn, too. I would like for you to expand on that a little bit. Come on in, everybody. Good morning. In any case, the bottom line is this. When we have a heightened sensitivity, I even see it with my husband, who is extremely intuitive and sensitive, and he's a water sign. And I'm thinking about the Scorpio energy. Happy birthday, Scorpio, speaking of water. And I'm seeing how, you know, we know about the veil being super thin right now, and we're feeling certain things. You know, you may flinch a little more or dream a little deeper. Neptune in Pisces, things like this. There's a lot of water energy taking place right now. Jupiter in Cancer, all of these things. I'm sure Mark touched on all of this with you on the previous hour with him. But the bottom line is, when we have this sensitivity and we could feel the vibe, like even the flooding here, even the storms coming up, everything that's going on, you know, it's very, very fluid and very full of water. So obviously, it's going to be an interesting time. And I feel the depth. What we want to do now is understand that we have access to our individual spiritual process more than at any other time of the year. And we can truly connect, whether it's your God energy, your higher power, your connection to the universe, to God's universe, you know, who the creator, any one of you has additional access right now that you can really tap into. And you should play, you know, maybe utilize this. Let's see, it's the 27th of, hold on one second, guys. It's the 27th of October here. You can utilize this, the energy, the intuitive energy, the psychic energy, all of these intense forces of nature, all of these, yes, thank you, Becca, so intense. I really, really believe it's a great time to kind of put it out there for preparation for yourselves in that, what is it that you want to bring in to your spirit, your world, your center, whatever that is, to connect with that energy and ask for certain things. What do you want for the remainder of the year? What would your desire be? Or how could you surrender your own desire for God's desire for your life? And how could you make this energy really work for you, align with it? It's magical. It's manifesting. It's a very good manifesting time, because think about it. We talk about the veil being thin for many reasons. The Scorpio energy, it's easier to access spirit. It's easier to think about, I have a big week because all of the men in my bloodline passed away between my dad on October 30th and then my grandfathers, both of them through November 7th. Everyone in my family, that every male that I really adored, passed this week, right? And so, you know, you think about these kinds of things, yet we don't think about, or the positive side of it is, if these kinds of, if we have a heightened time when we can connect to spirit and we can connect to God and we can connect to our own spiritual growth and our process, wouldn't it be amazing to utilize this time to think about how close we are through that veil and think about how much we can manifest through that connection, because we want to kind of take, and I would never say take advantage of God's work, but I will say this. We take advantage of the energy that's out there. We exist in this space. We feel it. We are all intense right now. Scorpio is so intense, and it's so intuitive, and we're like out there, and now Jupiter in Cancer, and then Pisces, all this Saturn in Pisces. I'm trying to hide from it because I have a few months to go in my Saturn return, as you all know, or most of you know. So I'm kind of like dodging it over here, right? But I've been enjoying the psychic space that comes with it, because it's like these hits or these knowing. It's more of a feeling than a thinking for myself in the process, because I could actually bring it in, and I know many of you can, if you really think about accessing all of this water and all of this flow, think about the process of how you can co-create the magic and the miracles of what this water is bringing you, and what do you want to bring more of flow into your life. So whatever it is you want to manifest, have at it. And I do think you should access this a bit more. And I feel I love that you can take a bit of this, and instead of, you know, we have this big, there's a little bit of fear around the energy, meaning, you know, we with the kids and growing up in Halloween, and we got the ghosts and the goblins and the witches and the this and the vampires and all this other stuff. But we can really remember as adults and coming into this time that we can access this to get closer to your higher power, to get closer to God force, to get closer to all of these things that we want to manifest and co-create with the universe on a whole, you know, for ourselves and others, because we're heard even deeper. Maybe our past loved ones can hear us more, or we know the protection of them is out there. We believe in all this, and our belief, I feel at this time, our beliefs really, truly intensify and heighten. So we remember that our beliefs are, whether it be having more faith, having more hope, having more love, having more charity, all of these things, we can really deepen this part of ourselves and access it just as much as we can. The ghosts, the goblins, the witches, the vampires, and all everything else out there that we grew up thinking were, you know, dark or negative or this, that, and the other thing. And of course, eat tons of candy because you're allowed, right? So permission. But I want to say good morning to someone very special in the chat room. My godson is here today. And hi, Tyler, I love you. Thank you for being here and with us today. I'm definitely going to come and talk to you guys. I told Irandi last week, she's been really on my mind. Let me say good morning to everyone. We're going to come on in. I'm going to talk about more. Don't forget to leave today and write down something that you want to surrender for, or you want to remove, you know, when our thoughts become things, we want to remove our negativity. We want to remove our doubt. We want to use this water to our advantage. And we want to allow for flow to come towards us. We don't want to push anything away from us. We don't want to dwell in the dark. We want to live in the light. And we want to bring that to the forefront during this season more than ever before. And I'm challenging you all to this, to surrender it, and ask for what is meant to come into your lives to make it better, no matter what it is. And I feel a little luck on your side. So let's see how it goes, okay? All right, now, Tyler, I love that you're with us this morning. Hello, everyone. Good morning, Ms. Arlene. It's nice to see you. Patricia and Shell, Jonathan and Marty, hello. Quelly, Lynn, Becca. Lynn, can you please go on and tell me a little tiny bit more of a background on that, and I'll take a look at it for you. But of course, I want to know. Randy, I'm coming to you. Becca, I adore you. I promised Becca I would post some class time, so we're going to do that this week for sure. I had every intention of it last night, but we were losing power, and I didn't want to lose everything I was trying to create. So we're going to go ahead and get it out there when it's stabilized in the next day or two. So please look out for that, everyone. I'll be excited to come and share some more opportunity with you on your growth and your gifts and some skill and some connecting pieces that you could take forward for the new year. So we'll have some fun over at 1-2 Academy, of course. Kat, I want to come and talk to you. Congrats for last week. Suzanne, Pamela, Terry Campbell is in the chat room this morning. C.A. Brooks is here. Our 1-2 Listen psychic astrologers. Tara, hi. Who am I missing? Karen and Carla. I just want to say hi to everyone. I'm overwhelmed that you're all here today. Renee and Laura, so nice to see you also. We do want to say that Mary and all of you were here last week. I want to follow up and let you know that Mary did get her new lungs. It is a miracle. She's doing well. We just keep putting out the good prayers for her and definitely allowing for more healing for her, of course, and God's definitely doing his work on her, so we love that too. Okay, now, and thank you for that, Laura, for our update on Mary, because everyone was here last week. It's like, you know, this is so interesting because we all have a journey, and we all have different things that happen along the way. But when that's pretty, I would say, and I'm sure you all do too, we all have our burdens to carry and things like that. And in every moment, it's so significant and important. But something like that is just if you can't, there is such a miracle in her life right now. It's like, it's amazing, you know? So I love that. And I'm sure all of you love hearing that she's making it through. So one day at a time, of course, but we love hearing the news. I adore you too, Missy. Thank you. All right. Randy said, Kat, it's funny. I was planning on asking for any message from Spirit in today's live show. Tomorrow's my birthday. Well, no wonder why you're on my mind. Happy, happy birthday. You jumped at me first thing. I'm super excited for you for another year ahead. And I'm going to say it this way. I feel for some reason the number four, I'm kind of between the three and four. So let me just say it this way. And I'm definitely between the three and four. So I want to say it like this. When I'm stability, security, foundation, this is how it's coming through with numbers for some reason this time, this morning. Security, stability, foundation, safety. Truly building that space of, I think you have so much more self, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you have so much more self-awareness than you did a year ago, that you've been on this like lone ranger adventure journey for yourself and really, really knowing more of who you are, knowing more of where you came from. I think you're going to extend that where you came from, because I also feel that you're going to explore some of the things from your history this coming year, your family history and things like that. I also love that you too are going to more depth. You're becoming more, I want to say the medium ship realm may be like a thing for you ahead, connecting deeper. There has been, you know how we go through certain things, and I'm saying the threes and fours, there's better communication, there's some writing, there's some meeting, there's some more open, I think, to fun. I do see a wedding also ahead, or some kind of union celebration for people that you love. I feel you're going to attend. She says she's always working on her self-awareness. Good. I love that. I do see gathering. I see more celebrating for you, though, in the coming year ahead. It's a little lighter I feel that. I think you've been very serious this past year. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I also feel like you lightening up. Like, I just kind of see you taking off your backpack. And you know what? Your backpack has gotten a lot lighter this year, but you're still taking it off. And I really, really love that you're doing this. I also believe that you're going to meet two people in the next 6 months that are going to support a lot of your growth and energy. And it's funny because they're kind of showing, one of them is pumping air at like a hot air balloon kind of, but not hot. They're not blowing hot air. They're inflating you to go up, to come to a higher place within yourself, which is really nice. You know, it's coming in the side. So I see that. Then I actually see you blanketed with some kind of safety, protection, and love. So I also love that. So there are two different people. You also have feminine and masculine energy around you, always from above. And I love that because you're so protected and safe. So as you fly higher, I think you receive more. And I also think you're getting close. Now, there's something you're not satisfied with, or you may feel that you're not getting what you deserve, but accessing your higher self over and over again is going to help you reach that. Sometimes we have to be aware, and many of you, I'm trying to think what, I mean, we could be, I know we all say as humans, like, we have no right to complain today because look at what we're in, the safety that we're experiencing today, the foundation that we're experiencing, and then we know what's going on. There's a massive hurricane coming. I think it's going to be one of the biggest we've ever seen for Jamaica, unfortunately. The thing is this, but at the same time, we know this is going on over here, but in our immediate environment, we have stress, or we have struggle, or we have strife. And I never want anyone to, because of what we see along the way and on this, our lives' journeys, I never want anyone to assume anything about someone else who is carrying a different cross, carrying another burden, not thinking their situation, your situation, is as serious as theirs. I want you to all understand that all of you have your own issues, no matter what is happening in the greater world around you, because collectively, we sometimes can't control everything collectively. We have to look at ourselves and definitely be responsible for what's happening there. But at the same time, I feel like everything in the world at large is just as important as it is. Your lives are just as important as it is the world at large. So I want to really help you to understand that it's okay not to compare, and it's okay not to think about what your issues are for the day. If you stub your toe, it's still a problem in that moment, you know, against the hurricane that's going to hit those poor people in Jamaica and Haiti and wherever else. So it's a very challenging, there is no comparison of what's happening in each individual world, but we're never quite sure of what's happening to someone else. And I do believe Scorpio energy, what we're going through right now, it is going to give us more insight about others. It is going to help us go deeper into our own lives and people's lives. And that's what you want to use this for, this energy. And Randy, I think you've always done this. I think you care about others. I think you're really coming into a heightened time. And I also feel you're going to find firm footing financially. I don't know where all these... I want to say that again, but I probably can't. Firm footing financially. It's definitely coming through. So you're going to start attracting more of what you want that way also. Whatever is just making you feel a little disgruntled in your space is going to definitely be heightened and taken away from you, okay? So you let us know. All right. And it's so great that you're here. And those are some messages that are coming through. The Archangel Michael energy is also very strong with you today. All of you, really, I feel this very, very strongly. Also, sometimes as every year that passes, you know, so I think that you're going to tackle some things that you've wanted to tackle for some time. I don't know if paperwork is your, I don't know if paperwork is your forte or whatever, like, you know, insurance and that kind of thing, like any kind of, this year, for some reason, I'm going to tell you this, it's going to become easier for you to deal with this kind of thing. Like, how many of us, like, don't want to deal with paperwork? We don't want to deal with insurance. We don't want to catch up on shit, like, literally. And I think that for some reason this year for you, part of your growth is just dealing with stuff like that in a much easier way. So you're just going to tackle whatever's on your journey, you know, and get it done. Because we have a habit as humans of putting things off to the side. But right now I feel like you're in tackle mode. So that's good. Right along with football season, right? Yeah, I like that. I also see a little bit of a pet. Do you have pets? She hates paperwork. Yeah, you're going to like to deal with it. You know how many of us, like I do it every time I get the stupid mail from the accountant or whatever, and I go, oh, I'll just put this here till tomorrow, or and then it sits on the counter for a week, and I know I have a deadline and I'll make the deadline, but I make the deadline barely just because I'm looking at it and keeping it there. I love Charlie so much, and you know what, I think Charlie's either gonna have a friend or something of the sort. So I don't know what it could be, a turtle for all I know, but I feel like there's another friend coming to the household for Charlie. And I don't even know if it's a goldfish, to tell you the truth, but there's something. You're going to add a little something to your world this year, okay? All right, thanks for being here, honey. That's how I love Charlie, too. He's doing good, right? Better? Feel like he's perking up. He's up and down. I like him. He's very funny. Charlie. All right, say hi to Charlie for me. He is. He's funny, right? All right. Well, we're going to have another friend this year, so let's see what happens. Probably not till later 26 or late summer-ish, but I feel this. And I'll go as early as, yeah, he is. Okay, you're so welcome, honey. Have a wonderful birthday. Happy birthday to you. All right, now let's keep going now. I have to talk to Lynn. She has a little complicated, okay, I want, is it okay, Lynn? Lynn has a little bit of a complicated question, and can you please share if the attackers are done? Well, when you say attackers, I'm feeling two different energies. And hello to you also. So nice to see you, Rebecca. There's probably more than two, but I have two specific. I'm also seeing some delays, but I also see some family home. Does any of this make sense yet? Around the home, is this what's happening? All right, I'm just waiting on Rebecca if she's gonna. I just, because honestly, I also feel like it's coming from a distance. You know what? I'm already gonna say this. I feel now. I'm looking at this energy, right, in a very different way. So let me just say I have a black energy here. That's a very, so we'll say that's the attacker. I have another attacker over here, but it's gray, so it's not as bad. This is how it's coming through, showing me color. I also have energy in the space. There's more that on the outside of that. We have different color. Not so great, but not so terrible either. I don't know if any of that. It's been around her home. Okay, that's what I think too. We're going to get this swirling energy away. I think they're done, but I think we have to get it out of there, okay? It's stagnant. It's like stagnant. And so what we want to do what I need you to do is write it a letter. and I want you to write the letter, and I want you to say whatever you want to say to the attacker, you know, because I feel like putting it out there has to be, it's around your home. I could feel this very much. You know what an intuitive letter, a psychic letter, we call it. We want to write it out, and we want to, you know, say this is, you know, just energy. And I'm going to do it in an energetic way because I'm seeing a lot of color. And sometimes we have some lagging, attacking. And if I hadn't seen this with my own eyes at one point in my old home, I would think I was a little nuts. But I think this, right? You follow me? I love this, Lynn, because I feel like this is going to work. Because you know what you're doing? You're addressing that energy, and you're doing it from a higher place, a different perspective. You have to get to it somehow to say, look, this is what you're going to do, and this is what I direct you to do, and you can no longer affect me. And you're going to sit in a protection prayer energy space like this, from the north to the east to the south to the west. And you're going to bring yourself to a safe space with your pen, your paper, your candle, white candle only, and you're going to pray. And you're going to write the letter. And I don't want you to be nice in the letter, because you have to get this out of there, you know. And then you're going to ask it. You're going to say that you this energy can disconnect. It's no longer part of your plan. And it's never really been part of your plan, that you're on your own. Like, it's almost like a disconnection thing. You know what to do on the letter. From the north to the east to the south to the west, you let nothing penetrate your home domain, your own domain, and your home domain, and you can do it accordingly, and you ask it to leave. And then I actually want you to burn the letter when you're done outside, not inside. Carefully, please. And I want you to do it that way, and let's see how it goes now. We're going to shrink and release the energy from the full to the new moon. I'm not paying attention to dates right now. I'm not in real time right now. So you're going to have to sort this from the full to the new, in between, as close to the new moon as you can get before it becomes dark. You're going to release it. You think it's following you? Yes, because it's from, I want to say, about four generations ago, in the bloodline, and it's hanging on to you a little bit, but that's okay, because we don't, listen, we do not accept any negativity in our space, in our own domain, but we know we have these things from our ancestors, and we know that our internal process, our external process, and that encompasses our personal spiritual growth in here on earth, and everything that comes with it in our lifetime. But then we have the collective energy also comes with it. But then we have our ancestral energy, which is where I believe this is coming from. And I do believe you think this too, from at least four generations ago, maybe up to seven. But in those time periods, it wasn't so great. And you could probably look back into your energy, your ancestry, and figure this out as well. Okay, see, so it is affecting your daughter too, because it's this is what's happening. It's going from generation to generation, but we're going to fix this, okay? Or at least ask God, your higher power, whatever, you know, we're going to try to fix the space. Also, the angelic realm, anything that makes you feel connected at a higher level, we could work with this, okay? So, and you all know, I really don't, I mean, I think Becca, I think Carrie, some of you did, you know, we have worked on some of this in the past, but not lately. So it's not my go-to, as you all know. But we're going to take care of Lynn today, because I could feel it and I could see the energy. You know what to do from there. We're going to ask that it leaves. We're actually going to look for it leaving and see how that works for, you know. Let's try this first, from full to new. Becca, you have anything to add to that? I don't want to do anything else yet, Lynn. I will give you another step when we're done. In a couple weeks. When you get this finished, because I only want you to do it right before new. Wait, shrinking darkness. Yeah, from full to new in that cycle, as close to new as you can get before it hits new moon. So we have a little bit of a period of time here. the collective intention is good for all of us to join Lynn and get out of this we're going to get out of this energy. Rebecca, we're going to have you write one too. There's no doubt about it. You two are so incredibly connected from another like place that your energy is crossing over back and forth. So I'm probably going back and forth, and that's okay. I love the collective intention of all of this. We're going to get there soon. Lori, good morning to you coming on in. I think this is where we're at, okay? And then we're going to go from it. We're going to take another step in about a few weeks. You come back and tell me when you're done with that, Lynn. See what happens. And then we're going to come back to it. Rebecca, I'm coming back to you. Lori, good morning. So nice to see you here today. As long as you're full to new, I can't remember. Make sure we don't want to go new to full. You got to check the moon. We want to do it towards the new moon, not away from the new moon. So somebody, if someone doesn't mind checking that for me, I really appreciate it. I don't want to, I want to keep moving through it. Wait, get prepared, but don't do it yet. If you want to start it, that's fine, but then we can use it and burn it towards new, okay? Now let me go to Rebecca. She's got a seasonal job out of state, but I have some doubts. Also, I want to say good morning to Maureen, who has some really lucky energy right now, and we're so grateful. Nadine, you as well. So happy that you're here today. I feel like I'm missing everyone, but please know I am here. Suzanne, Carla, Karen, hi. All of our thoughts go out to Jamaica this morning, okay? One of our dear friends of One to Listen, Keisha Angel, her family is there, so we definitely want to put out some energy to them. Okay, we are waxing right now. All right, Lynn, make sure you check that moon calendar, and then we'll get it all together, okay? Because I want to shrink the energy of it. I think that's a smarter thing to do. Lynn is thanking everyone, so thank you for that. And Becca, thank you for everything too, also. Rebecca, I'm going to come to you now. I have all of you at once going on, so you could tell I'm definitely in that Scorpio space right now. The full moon is November 5th. So we're waxing towards the moon. Okay, so we want to wait, Lynn, until after the 5th. Closer. So I think you'll understand what we're saying. You could start working on that letter, though, but we're not going to do anything with it yet. Thank you, Karen. Okay, all right, guys. I know I could see all you little warriors coming to the rescue when somebody has something, an energy around them. It's terrible. I'm so happy that you're all gathering for her. And let me just go back now. I'm going to take a peek at Rebecca. I don't feel that skeptical yet. So I'm wondering why you do. And I also feel another position coming right away. That's the first hunch I have. I don't know if it's long-term. Oh, seasonal job out of state. Yeah. You know, I don't know, because I'm feeling something coming out of something. So, you know what? Two steps here. First one position, then another. I think something's coming out of it, so you have to take the step. And I think it's movement. No matter what, we have movement, so let's go towards the movement, and I like that also. Fair enough. I think that's good. And Rebecca, I hope this makes sense to you. I wish you would tell me what your hesitation is, because I actually feel like you have to move. Now, here's the other thing. Let go and let God. That's literally what I pulled, the Fool card. Get on the journey. Like, at least you're moving. Sometimes, how many of us feel stagnant? And it's not exactly what we want, but it is, you know, it's okay. It's not the greatest. Yeah, they don't have the best reputation. You know what? Have you ever been to, this is a good short-winded topic. Okay. If there's any short-windedness right now, but no, I'm teasing. She said she saw it on Reddit, and the company doesn't have the best reputation. Have any of you ever been to a restaurant that has 5 stars? And it was terrible, or vice versa? We've been talking about feedback a little bit lately. But seriously, has anyone ever had that experience where the reviews are amazing at some store and you went there, but it was a terrible thing? I think we have to, I understand Reddit is, you know, kind of, there's a lot of truth there and stuff like that. But sometimes just because the reputation is a certain way, it doesn't mean that it's not going to work for you for what your needs are. Think about it. Seasonal, fine. Short term, yes. Long term, probably not. I don't think they can. If they're a legitimate company, I think that would be a little difficult to screw you over that way. But you can use it to open up to something else, because this is what I feel. I think it's in a direction that something else can come and locate you, or it just shows up in your lap because you're taking your mind off of it, you see? So even if you went, now do you have to leave the state? If you have to go through all this rigmarole for a short-term thing, the thing is it's moving you in the right direction. And honestly, if it was that serious, Rebecca, this is how I feel about it right now. And this is where the energy is at. You have to leave. Okay. So here's what I think, though. If it's I think let's block what, this is like the first opportunity you've received in a bit, right? And you wanted to make a change. I feel is it legit? Are you signed? Or do you have to sign a contract? All of these things. Everything has to be in order this way. So I don't see any, you know, you need, if you're leaving the location, da 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 da, you have to have it in writing. Is it signed, sealed, delivered? This type of thing. Everything, I do believe this has to be done. Paperwork, you know, the right steps. As that occurs, then you can go forward, and then you know you have that protection. My biggest hunch. So Lori said she got kicked off of Reddit for telling the truth because people didn't really like what she was saying. This is the thing in today's times, you know. You just never really know 100% of anything. You don't know what the other person's experience was, because you don't know the other person. It's very difficult to say. There are some companies out there who get 5 and 1 stars all day, you know, all year long. 5 star, 5 star, and then 1 star, and then it's kind of crazy. We had a situation the other day that we went into a 5-star oral surgeon's office. Steven needed surgery. He's doing great. You know, we walk in there, and I start looking at the reviews while I'm waiting, and it was like crazy because the people were screaming in one room and the other lady was insane. She wanted no anesthesia, no lidocaine, all this stuff. Like, it literally was like a horror story film, you know? And then so it's interesting because his reviews online were outstanding, but I really don't know why, because it was like a crazy show in there, you know? So you just don't know. Rebecca says she used to live in this town and the company doesn't have a good reputation aside from Reddit. Reddit just reminded you. Well, listen, if I'm saying to take the chance, and if you used to be there, whatever, it's a very temporary thing. That's what I think. And if something else comes while your mind is on this, then that's so be it. If you can afford to sit still, I don't know. I don't feel like it's as bad as, I understand what you're saying, but I don't feel like I'm not getting a negative outcome. I'm actually getting change and moving forward and getting on a path and then having another opportunity come right from under your nose. So I think if it was that bad, the opportunity is going to come any minute like this. But if not, then you're free to proceed, you know? I think there's too much stagnation of late, and I really feel like you should take the steps. Did you accept it? I also feel that. And I'm going to keep moving while you're answering. We've definitely had some Scorpio energy floating about today. And you see how everything is really aligned with what's going on in the sky, you know? I really do believe that. There are no mistakes. Now, Jean, let me come to you. Lynn, I think you're clear. Yes, Lynn. Rebecca, I want you to feel clear. Okay, good on the step and the process. Let's see what happens. And remember, now let me just tell you this. I'm pulling the Lovers card again and again. It always shows me a split, right? Sometimes it's choice. She says there's a lot of weird rich people associated with this company. It's, you know, it may expose you to something. This is my deepest sense, is that it's going to expose you to someone that you're supposed to meet instead of, like, staying stagnant. So, and if it's temporary and it's seasonal, let's just take it easy. You may wind up in the best situation. If you're not, I think this is good. I want to leave it at that. I want to guide you towards it, not away from it for some reason. And I understand the fear around it, and I know it's a lot. And there are a lot of weird rich people. There are a lot of weird poor people. There are a lot of weird people. You know what I mean? Especially today. But I do feel you're protected, and I do feel it's okay. You try it. And what's the worst case scenario? I feel like you're going to meet somebody that's going to take you into another place or another job or another offer. And sometimes we have to embrace what's before us so we can get to what we really want, you know? I like it. She said true. She's laughing. Okay, well, as long as you're laughing, you let me know how you're doing. I don't think there's like a scarecrow behind the counter, you know? Are vampires coming to take you away? Yeah, we're okay. You let me know. I think I'm excited. I'm actually happy that you're getting movement and it's overdue. And you deserve it. And you deserve to be happy as well. Now, where's Jean? Let me not forget her. You guys can tell I'm talk about the collective. like we forget about outer space. You know, I live on the Space Coast now, guys, so it's kind of ever so present, you know. Rockets coming over our head day to day. Ugh. Gene, let me think about you. I'm tapping my finger. Actually, I am tapping my fingers. Anyway, you know what? I feel like... Lynn, clear about what you're going to do. You know, let me, now I'm talking to Gene now. I'm a little bit focused on this. The fingers are stiff. There's something about tending to your physicality. And of course, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving any medical advice, but I am feeling a little stiffness in the joints. So I'm thinking a little bit of clean water, a little exercise like this. You're going to start feeling better. And I also feel overuse. Like, I think tending to your energy, your physical body, and like being kind to it, gentle with it. It's almost like weeding 10 beds instead of two. You know, don't do that. Overdoing. I feel like I'm saying moderate energy is kind of like tone it down if you're overdoing anything. This is an analogy for anything going on in your life. Because if your fingers are sore, like if I'm sensing this, I'm feeling something about the fingers, this kind of thing, then I'm thinking, well, how about on a positive note? So let's say everything in moderation is what's coming through. But on a positive note, let's say something like creating. There's more creativity coming into your path. There's more things to do. I feel that. I feel like you're going to be doing something, painting or sculpting or something like this. I like it. Making something, maybe for the holiday. Baking, something like this with your hands. I love that. Energetically, I feel the message is also about taking some downtime. Yeah, you can connect with others, and that's good on the, like we say, the internal and the external. So part of your external process is connecting with others. We mustn't forget. And sometimes that's annoying. So just remember your internal process. I think taking time out for yourself as well. Again, back to the moderation word. I'm feeling this strongly. And I do think something needs to be painted, and I don't know why, but I think it's good for you to express some creativity. And I really, really love that. And I hope that helps you. I believe you're healthy if you are seeing the doctor, which I do believe this is on the table coming up ahead. I see you in good health, but I also feel tending to your joints and things like this, like either maybe a bath, a salt bath, this kind of thing, and not overdoing it. The fingers, of course, extend to the rest of the body and shoulders, neck. And maybe even think about a little massage ahead. Or I was sewing as you were speaking. Okay, there's your hands. Okay, good. Do your fingers ever get a little like stiff? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just feel like tending to yourself is a very good thing. So I could tell you're busy with the hands kind of thing, and something about painting coming up ahead. So maybe you haven't seen that yet, but I do think that's going to happen as well. So I love that. Very good. I'm excited to see what you're sewing. If you want to share, or just even fixing some buttons. It's one thing I never got into because it's funny. I admire it. I can't sit still to save my life. So I love that you can. And I also believe you're doing the right thing because you're kind of getting lost in yourself, which you need, and I love for you. Nadine says, the collective energy of this group is special. I'm heading into 2 weekends of open studio, feeling very positive. Lots and lots of love and blessings for you, for your prosperity. And let's affirm great prosperity for all of you today. Nadine, I love that. There is a very creative and heightened time during this Scorpio season. Please, trick-or-treaters, be safe if you're out there with your children for Halloween. They have so many things now for the kids to go to from group perspective, like a group instead of like door to door, you know. Times have changed, so stay aware. Also, and I know we have some costumers in here, so I love that. And enjoy your week. Be safe. I can't wait. I cannot believe a new wallet. I love that too. I cannot wait until, I can't believe I'm saying this. We are coming into the holiday season. Tara just said she loves money and money loves her. All right, everybody, let's create some abundance in our own lives. Thank you so much. Serena, thank you for being my amazing producer and my creative. She's like my creative director as well. So lots of love to all of you. Okay. Many blessings for you all this week. Be well. Bye now.